It's more than just a buzzword, it's a silent epidemic. As screens dominate our lives, attention spans are shrinking, memory is weakening, and mental health is declining. Could the endless scrolling and viral memes be rewiring our brains in ways that we can't undo? What's really happening to our minds, and can we fix it before it's too late? This is How to Cure Brain Rot. Ohio, but not the state. If you're 12, you know what I mean, and if you're not, I can explain. Ohio is a slang word that Gen Alpha, kids born between 2010 and 2024, use to describe something weird, cringy, or random. You might say, only in Ohio, or you're so Ohio, or you might throw out skibbity Ohio Riz. Riz is the opposite of Ohio, and skibbity means whatever you want it to. Are you following? Ohio was the second most googled meme in 2023. Now, this entirely new vocabulary by Gen Alpha is entertaining and maybe a little confusing depending on how old you are, but is it a symptom of a larger trend that's potentially concerning? Brain rot isn't just a popular term, it's recently been linked to a serious mental phenomenon that researchers at Boston Children's Hospital describe as problematic interactive media use, or PIMU. According to Dr. Michael Rich, a pediatrician and founder of the hospital's Digital Wellness Lab, the term sums up the effects of excessive online activity. Users afflicted with brain rot tend to filter their daily experiences through the lens of online content, shaping their communication and behavior accordingly. Problematic media use can look like compulsive or overuse of digital and interactive media to the point where it interferes with a young person's regular life. It's often correlated with poor school performance, increased family conflicts, reduced relationship satisfaction, and challenges with emotional well-being. And since nearly 100% of teens report having access to a smartphone or home computer, and nearly half of them say they're online almost constantly, this kind of excessive media use isn't theoretical. Now, real life exists simultaneously with online life. Of course, online technology can be positive. It helps us engage with new friends and exposes us to new ideas. It's a forum to express ourselves that might not exist in real life. Do those benefits outweigh the effects of overuse? Is brain rot really as bad as many adults paint it out to be? Is Gen Alpha just a product of its environment? Perhaps the idea of brain rot is just a generation's response to spending some of its most formative years in the depths of the COVID pandemic. Either way, the content that can lead to brain rot negatively impacts our minds. Is there any way to fix it, or is it just a new reality that we just have to adapt to? Lately, when I've been thinking about brain rot, I keep coming back to this painting. It's the 2,000-yard stare, a World War II depiction of a soldier with a blank, unfocused gaze, a visual representation of emotional detachment after enduring the horrors of war. But what does this have to do with brain rot? TikTok users have pointed out a strange similarity between this gaze and the blank look we get while doom-scrolling through all the bad news you see daily. It's not a perfect analogy, but when you consider the amount of overwhelming content fed directly into the hands of Gen Z and Gen Alpha, it starts to make sense. These are the most anxious generations in history, and while brain rot content might feel like a distraction, it's often making the anxiety worse. So how do we fix the cognitive effects of our tech-saturated lifestyle? One approach is medication, but while the stigma around mental health treatment is fading, many people still don't feel the best about taking pills, especially when anxiety itself can make something as simple as swallowing a tablet feel overwhelming. Luckily, one biotech company called GelTech is working to solve that problem. They're revolutionizing how we take medicine with a gel-based drug and nutrient delivery system. Imagine consuming your medication in a portable, food-like pouch. Simple, discreet, and perfect for those struggling with pill swallowing. Nearly a billion people worldwide face pill swallowing challenges, believe it or not.
And GelTech's gel technology makes medication easier while also allowing for taste masking, higher dosages, and controlled release timing.
It's suitable for human and animal health with pharmaceuticals, nutraceuticals, and pet care applications. Right now, GelTech is focused on the nutraceutical market with 70 plus products, and they're working towards FDA approval for their drug delivery platform. They're even publicly traded on the NASDAQ under GELS. This could be the next big leap in drug and nutrient delivery, poised to disrupt a market worth nearly $500 billion. If you want to learn more about how GelTech improves lives, click the link in the description. While these medications may help, fixing something like brain rot might ultimately come down to making meaningful lifestyle changes and healthier choices for our minds. But where do we start? Brain rot isn't an amorphous concept. According to research from the group Y-Pulse, 65% of 8 to 12-year-olds have an iPhone, and the same percentage have an iPad. By comparison, millennials got their first smartphones around 16. This alone doesn't mean young brains are decaying right before our eyes, but the impact of technology on young people can be concerning. An estimated 1.5 to 2.1 million adolescents in the US experience some sort of disordered use of technology with negative consequences. This can present in a few ways, like gaming addiction, where kids have to be pulled away from their consoles, problematic social media use, where social media platforms become the primary way young people communicate, problematic internet use and information seeking for hours on end instead of other activities, or an over-reliance on the internet and technology, which removes any independent thinking or problem-solving. So how can brain rot affect us, our siblings, our children, the world? It should come as no surprise that the constant multitasking and rapid processing our brains have to handle when we look on social media or perform other tasks on our phones have led to decreased attention spans. This concept is known as attention deficit disorder economy, which suggests that modern digital culture, with its constant notifications, ads, and consent, disrupts deep thinking. Technology is reshaping our brain's ability to concentrate and retain information. Yes, technology can enhance cognitive skills, but it also has drawbacks. It decreases our ability to focus on tasks that aren't mindlessly scrolling through TikTok. If more and more of us feel like we have trouble concentrating, we might have to turn to medications to help. In 2022, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention reported that 7 million US children, 11.4% of the population between 3 and 17, have been diagnosed with ADHD. That's 1 million more diagnoses than in 2016. The pandemic was undoubtedly a factor, and there's also most likely been an increase in diagnosis due to more recognition of symptoms in girls. It's still a massive jump, though. Certain medications, especially those affecting neurotransmitters like the ones prescribed for ADHD, can cause cognitive impairment as a side effect. Our newly decreased attention spans, thanks to the endless stimuli of the internet, go hand in hand with widespread dopamine depletion, which results in addiction to technology. Chronic exposure to high-stimulus tech activities can lead to dopamine dysregulation, which, over time, can dampen your brain's pleasure response and affect your attention and motivation. There's endless fun and information at our fingertips, but at the same time, global depression rates have been climbing over the past 30 years, according to the World Happiness Report. People in high-income countries have become more unhappy. We can't be alone with our thoughts anymore. We can't stand quiet time to work through our own struggles because something is always distracting us. Overexposure to the above-mentioned screens, flashing ads, and rapid information can cause mental exhaustion and decreased cognitive performance, similar to effects of brain rot. Information is coming at us faster than our brains can process. Mental fatigue, decision paralysis, and difficulty focusing are inevitable results of our endless scrolling, posting, updates, and notifications. We're throwing much more information at ourselves than we are physically and mentally capable of handling. All of that extra stuff leads to overloading and offloading. Either we take it on and stress ourselves out, or we offload it to avoid it. When we do offload the information, we're decreasing our ability to effectively build our memory skills. Digital dementia is a term used to describe the cognitive decline that some researchers believe results from an over-reliance on technology, like GPS or smartphones. Relying on devices for tasks like navigation, memorization, and problem solving can lead to memory issues that might align with early signs of dementia. Phones keep us from developing effective executive functions, how we organize our lives and ideas. That lack of organization can terribly affect our brains and overall well-being. With a phone at our fingertips, we don't allow ourselves to practice retrieving information that might already be in our heads. Have you ever been sitting with a group of friends watching a movie and you see an actor you recognize? You turn to the person next to you and say, "What's that guy in again?" None of you can remember immediately, so inevitably someone whips out their phone to find the actor's resume. And once you realize where you've seen them before, you say, "Oh yeah, I knew that." And you did know that. The information was stored somewhere in your head, but because we now lack the patience to try and go retrieve it, leaving our memory out of the equation altogether. In the long term, this can lead to chronic forgetfulness. Our memory is like a muscle, and if we don't use it, we lose it. Cognitive offloading, relying on devices to store information instead of using our memory, can change the fundamentals of how we process information. With dependence on technology, there's concern that the brain may offload functions traditionally assigned to our memory and problem-solving capabilities. Over time, these other functions become less resilient. Our Notes app helps keep track of ideas and write grocery lists, but doesn't that mean we're not keeping track of any of that in our brains? We use calendars to set reminders, not trusting that we'll remember that lunch meeting next Tuesday. Do we also need to set a calendar reminder to go for a walk? some of us have been guilty of even that. Technology offers us many helpful tools, but have we become over-reliant on them? And will kids on their phones never learn to use their memory effectively because they have these tools? The effects of that could be grim. Everybody benefits from neuroplasticity, the ability of our brain to reorganize by forming new connections throughout our lives in response to our experiences. This adaptive capacity lets us heal from injury and compensate for our disabilities. Technology is conditioning our sensory inputs and thought processes, ultimately impacting our brain structure. Then, new information and the kinds of people we encounter on social media and the internet can be great for expanding our worldview and helping our neuroplasticity. Except they're undermined by the act of being on a phone or computer itself, which, time and time again, decreases our long-term attention and deep focus. This digital world so many children are living in, by design, weakens face-to-face social skills. They spend so much time adapting to their digital environment that it reduces their full brain engagement in the real physical world. Overall, brain rot is a surefire recipe for internet-induced anxiety and depression. Social media and internet use can lead to mental health declines, particularly in younger populations. The repetitive cycles of comparison, information overload, and cyberbullying contribute to anxiety and depression, which, in turn, can impact cognitive functions like memory, processing speed, and attention spans. The National Institute of Health found a significant association between internet addiction and depression, anxiety, and stress in a study of teenagers deemed addicted to the internet. So what does that look like? The study categorized it as using the internet for 3 to 6 hours a day, which means I'm probably addicted too. Like it is with our dopamine-fed reward system, the cycles of depression and internet addiction are difficult to break. People seek a distraction from or alternative to the lives that make them feel down, but online, they find a bombardment of information that has the potential to make them feel even more depressed. So how can we, and more importantly, the still impressionable Gen Alpha, address brain rot and all the potential side effects accompanying it? As always, we can push ourselves into a digital detox in which we take regular breaks from screens, especially social media platforms and other high-stimulus content. If we commit to just a few structured hours every day that we're away from screens, we can help reset our attention spans and reduce sensory overload quite a bit. Similarly, we've all been deep in emails or writing something for school or work and felt the pull of our phone wanting to take us out of it. If we schedule time for deep work and designate certain periods of the day that are focused, uninterrupted work or reading, we help retrain our brain to focus on one task for extended periods. One of the best ways for everyone to combat brain rot is to take a step away from the scrolling and stimulus to practice mindfulness or meditation, or even take a walk in nature. Regular meditation strengthens attention and reduces our mental overload. Just 10 to 20 minutes a day is all it takes to help reverse some of the effects of technology overload. And reconnecting with nature has been shown to restore cognitive function and improve your mood. At the very least, commit 30 minutes a day into being outside. Just try it. Next time you're about to sit down on the couch and just mindlessly scroll, what if you just took a stroll or went and sit in the park instead? The most important thing to remember is that in our quest to conquer brain rot is to limit doom scrolling and passive content consumption. When we engage in content in shorter, more purposeful bursts instead of endless scrolling, it can reduce anxiety. This also pushes us to have more face-to-face interactions with friends, family, and colleagues to stimulate our brains instead of the screen in your face. Engaging in intellectually stimulating conversation can counter the effects of superficial online content that tends to draw us in. Here's the real question, though. Should we really even be that worried? Are adults just freaking out while kids are actually the ones who understand this technology landscape the best? Young people think about the impact of technology on their lives. Teens and children spent their formative years in the depths of COVID, their routines upended. They needed a distraction and a way to normalize a new normal that was definitely not normal at all. So they have a sense of humor about growing up in chaotic times, and their concerns are more nuanced, not as doom and gloom as some of their older counterparts might think. Adults tend to see technology as very binary. Kids see it as more of a spectrum, and could be better positioned to find healthy moderation. That same YPOL study we mentioned earlier also found that 75% of those 8 to 12 year olds say they're passionate about causes like animal rights and cyberbullying. 84% feel positive about the future. So maybe the whole idea of brain rot isn't as alive and well as we've been made out to think. Young people are natives of a digital world that the rest of us kind of adapted to. So maybe we should trust them. Every generation surprises the one ahead of them, and Gen Alpha knows all about that. Mainly because they Googled it.